Thank you. means to me is, for example, in one period, 20 or 30 years ago, jazz was the kind of music people went to and large crowds danced to and moved around to. Mm-hmm. And then rock and roll replaced that, and then another generation came along and called it rock. But you know, each generation wants new symbols, new people, and new names for what they want to divorce themselves from the preceding generation. So they won't call it rock, they'll invent some new name for it.
Would like to know from you, Ray Manzarek here, one of your most memorable moments being in Doors? And I know it's like asking which is your favorite child, but do you have a favorite Doors song?
Well, a favorite Doors song would be Light My Fire, to certainly play. You know, I get to do my little Bach thing that I studied. My teacher would be overjoyed.
And some Coltrane in the break.
And then, with a nice little A minor to F sharp minor, so those cool chords, you know, they work really nicely against each other. Then hard rock. Then John Coltrane. A minor, B minor, do, 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 do. That's John Coltrane doing, and the rest of the guys, McCoy Tyner and Elvin Jones and Jimmy Garrison, doing My Favorite Things or Ole Coltrane. They did it in 3/4. And there you go, man. You're free to do all right. Let's see what these guys, because this hand here is going to have to do what he does. These guys are going to do anything they want. So I would usually start with a B against the A. So it would be bum 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 da 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 da. And I would take off and just go. And it was always a great deal. I'd go as far as I wanted. Then I'd let Robbie go. Robbie would take it over after that. And then we'd come together, the three of us, with John going, leading us into three against four. Da 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 da. Yeah, it's just fun to play that song. It still is. People say, don't you get tired of playing L.A. Light My Fire? I said, are you kidding? Do you get tired of sex? Sex, man. We're making love here. I don't get tired. So that's definitely my favorite song to play. And favorite memory, probably playing Madison Square Garden. Uh-huh. Madison Square Garden, the first time in the round, in the big room, where the Lakers, L.A. Lakers, would play the New York Knicks. That's where we were, center court. And the whole thing was in the round. We walked out on stage and started to tune up. The light man had gotten overly excited and thought that he was supposed to hit the lights. Hit the lights, pulled the lights back, and the entire audience started taking flashbulb pictures with those little cameras. Mm-hmm. I thought I was in outer space with 18,000 people. I just stood there and looked around. I thought, it doesn't get any better than this.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're center stage. It's Madison Square Garden. Mm. It's New York City. Hello, I love you. And the universe is going,
All right.
good, everybody?
I can't hear you. Come on, this is hooray. How are you?
All right.
Welcome to a celebration for Ray Manzarek. It is fitting that we are gathered here on Ray's birthday to honor one of the best keyboard players of all time. He's a man of great intellect. Ray was also a marvelous storyteller, a musical historian, a 60s radical, yeah, who believed that music could change the world. Ray was also a loving husband to his wife, Dorothy, and a father to Pablo. Ray Manzarek was more than just a brilliant musician. He was a man whose extraordinary talents will continue to influence the world of music forever. Now, a couple of little pieces of business. First, we have a silent auction. Do you all know about that? No? This is what I'm here to do, right? There's a silent auction in the lobby. It's going to go till 11:30. And there are some amazing items. There's a signed guitar from somebody by the name of Robbie Krieger. Yeah. May have heard of him. There's a signed set list and original photographs from one of the greatest rock photographers of all time, Mr. Henry Diltz. So that's all out there. All of the evening's proceeds goes to Stand Up to Cancer. So... that's right. Fuck cancer. Yeah, fuck cancer. That's right. By God, we're going to kick cancer's ass tonight.
Yeah!
Now, we want all the winners to collect their prizes at the end of the evening after you've mortgaged your home and sold your car to buy this shit. Yeah! Because we're going to kick cancer's ass. Now, as some of you may know, I've been on the radio here in Los Angeles for a while. And it's been such a privilege to play music for all of you. And I'm on Sirius XM now, and it's a real joy to do a national show and take the music of The Doors, The Airplane, The Beatles, all of these great... and share it with the country and show them what freeform radio is. So I could never have done that, I just want to say this very quickly, without LA. So thank you, LA, for letting me. Now I'm going to introduce three of the many talented players who are going to be joining us tonight. First up, a guy who's in two of my favorite bands, the Wallflowers and the Foo Fighters. Keyboardist Ronnie Jaffe. Who wouldn't kill to be in either one of those bands? This guy gets it to be in both of them. Another great fucking band. From the Stone Temple Pilots, Robert DeLeo. Now listen carefully, please, because we're going to need some audience participation for this. I'm going to want you to raise the roof when I introduce this guy. I want you to be so fucking loud that the cops are going to be called when I introduce this guy. Are you ready?
Yeah!
He is not only one of the most talented people I've ever met, he is also an author, a committed social activist, and I'm proud to say, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for the legendary drummer of The Doors, John Densmore. Thank you. So, like Jim said, thank you so much for coming and honoring Ray and Stand Up For Cancer. Most important, I want to thank all these performers that have learned these sometimes difficult Doors songs. And I am very pleased that some of the Manzarek family are here. And now, I'm going to introduce Ray's son, Pablo.
What's up? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Ray Manzarek, what the fuck? I've prepared a little speech here for you guys. Ladies and gentlemen, friends, family, and of course, all you rockers. I'd like to thank you for coming to this very touching and special honoring of my father, Ray Manzarek. Most exceptional soul. He dedicated his life to music, art, love, and family. He loved his fans and psychedelia. The magnificence of life and the mysteries of the afterlife, which he is now deeply exploring. Nothing made him happier than to share these personal joys with the world, to spread the message of love and the continuance of the Doors legacy. He would have been incredibly touched to know of this honoring of his life today, which wouldn't be possible without all of you here in this room right now. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And on behalf of my father, my mother Dorothy, and our entire family, here's to Ray Manzarek. So without further ado, let the show go on. Don Ginsberg.
Okay. All right, you gotta got it. You gotta get quiet for a second. I'm into a third book. It's called Meetings with Remarkable Musicians, and I'm gonna read a little excerpt. Chapter 7, Ray Manzarek. Two musicians in one. Yes, there have been a slew of books on the Doors, but never has the focus been on that bi-spectacled organ wizard, Ray Manzarek. You see, Ray came with two musicians in one frame. Let's go back a little. When we met, Ray and I talked about our mutual love of jazz, which broke the ice. I told him I saw all the greats, Miles Coltrane, Art Blakey, Cannibal Adderley, Bill Evans. Bill Evans! Ray exclaimed. He was jealous. His genius is in his touch, I waxed. Ray added, yeah, Miles got crap for having this mellow white guy in the band, but he knew how good he was. Yeah, man, Miles didn't take shit from anybody. Hey, Ray, do you know all blues? I prompted. Hey, let's do it. Ray said enthusiastically, now we would break the musical ice. The tune is in a 3-4 jazz waltz tempo. That's a good test to see if a musician can swing. Ray and I locked immediately. That felt good. Ray saw something in Jim before anybody. He got shit from his UCLA buddies for hanging out with him. I was so pleased when Ray and Jim saw what I saw in Robbie Krieger. We had no idea Krieger would blossom into a songwriter beyond compare. Now let's talk about Ray splitting his brain in two. He simultaneously had to lock into a repetitive bass pulse with his left hand and support Jim's lyrics playing chord changes with his right. He said that he was thinking of playing boogie-woogie bass lines he learned as a kid in Chicago.
If that wasn't enough, Ray occasionally came up with the most remarkable keyboard hooks or musical segues in popular music. Think of the intro to Light My Fire. See, I'm a drummer, not a singer. It's a circle of fifths played in a Baroque-like style. It's permanently etched on everyone's brain as a keyboard part that we will never forget. Now, let's take what Ray created on Riders on the Storm. Mysterious sound supporting Jim's dark lyrics. That incredible extended piano solo that I rode with him up and down the full arc of human emotions from pianissimo to fortissimo, everything in between. Ray's solo will also be stamped on all our brains forever. All you need is to hear a couple bars of music from a great artist and you can identify who it is. Elvin Jones, Ravi Shankar, Janis Joplin, Bob Marley, Carlos Santana. Every chapter of this book is about someone whose work is instantly recognizable. You hear Ray's hand on a box organ, you know who it is in 3 seconds. So, I felt totally in sync with him musically, and it was like we were of one mind holding down the pocket for Robbie and Ray and Jim to float on. I know now that our songs are going to be around after we've all exited this global stage, and it wouldn't have happened if it weren't for Ray Manzarek's artistry. So, back in the day, I blew my ears out crashing these cymbals, and so I'm going to play the first couple tunes. And then I'm really lucky to have a great drummer help me out. He's from a band that got a star on Hollywood Boulevard. I was there at the induction saying a few words. From the James Addiction, Stephen Perkins. Fucking brilliant guitar player. My old friend Robbie Krieger.
He was going to talk that long. I just want to say that about 2 weeks ago, I had this stupid idea. I think Ray was haunting me, so it's been like 2 years since he passed away, and we still haven't done this tribute for him. And I said, shit, Ray's birthday's in 2 weeks. We got to do this. Thank you.
fellow drummer. He not only can drum, he can sing, man. He can sing like at the Kennedy Center from the Foo Fighters, Taylor Hawkins.
Tell a little story about when the music's over that I told these guys the other day at rehearsal. It's pretty funny, I thought. The day we were going to record, in the summertime, and about 3 in the morning I get a call from Jim. This couldn't be good. He says, Robbie, me and Pam were on acid. We took too much. You got to come over. You got to come right now. So I beat it over there. And so I get over there, and they're messed up. And they, you know, we don't know what to do, man. What do we? So I said, okay, look, Griffith Park is right across the street. Let's go over there. You know, you'll cool out with nature and stuff. So they start to go. I said, wait a minute, you got to put your clothes on. So they went over there, and I said, okay, you know, I wasn't going to hang around. So I said, Jim, remember, recording tomorrow, music's over. Right, okay. So we get to the studio, and he, of course, he never shows up. So, you know, that song, you can hear, it's got a lot of little weird parts where you have to be right on with the vocal and stuff. And, you know, it was different every time. We played it different every time. And we were a little worried about not having Jim there. But we decided to do it anyway. So Ray just kind of sang what Jim would sing just as a cue. And so we did that. And then Jim finally came that night. Jim, we already recorded it. Says, what? You're kidding. All right, just go in there. Just go ahead and overdub it. You know, just try it. See if you can do it, you know. He did it in one take. It might have been 2 takes. All right, what are we doing here?
I'm going to act like a singer. John Densmore said to me, he said, I like to think that Ray and David Bowie are up there right now jamming this song. I like that. I like to think that too.
Well, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh,
Shows of all time was at John Ensign Ford right up the street seeing Perkins in 1989 with Jane's Addiction. So that's one awesome thing. The other awesome thing is, so I show up to the rehearsals yesterday and I stand on stage with fucking Robbie Krieger and John Densmore. Hold on. And they start playing and I'm telling you, man, sometimes you're just like, what the fuck is going on here? And they sound like they never got off the fucking stage. So I get to play with Perkins, Rami, Robert, John, and Robbie. What a great night. All right, let's see how we do on this.
Down there.
consent.
I can't. All right, we're going to do a blues that everybody knows. Willie Dixon wrote it, although everybody thinks we wrote it. There's a great guest vocalist coming up from Dead Sarah. Yeah. Emily Armstrong, check it out. It's really happening.
Well, shit. You know, I had the absolute pleasure and honor to actually be on stage with Ray and do one song. I can't even remember what song it was. That's how out of my mind I was. I was sitting there, I'm trying to remember what song it was. And I remember coming on stage and I was just floating. I literally was out of my mind. It was such a great experience. So to be back celebrating is life. It's a great honor. Thank you.
We got Brian Ray on the cornerstone. Alright, here we go.
Rock and roll!
Yeah. Chip and Sarah on a harmonica.
Thank you.
Jim Manzarek. This guy, Jim Manzarek, he was one of the original members of Rick and the Ravens. Eric and Jim Morrison, well, Jim wasn't really in the Ravens, but he sat in with them at time to time, and so did John, actually. Anyway, that's how it all started, so thank you, Jim.
Next up, after us came the punk scene. Yeah. And Ray got it. He had an ear for what's coming. He knew what was happening. He produced 4 albums for this band. The great Xene and John Doe from X.
With everybody tonight. Thank you. Came out, the greatest American band, in my opinion, ever. Lucky enough to move to Venice, meet John, meet Ray, have him work with us. Lucky enough that we are here, and I do think the Doors changed music forever, and I think they changed culture forever. And I think what they did lives forever. And that's all you can be as an artist, that's the best you can, that's the best.
So this next song we're going to do was on the first record that Ray produced with us, and we thought, well, he does play organ. That's cool. Why isn't he playing on some of these songs? So he played on four different songs on the first record, and then we'd just go touring, and people would in the audience would say, "Where's Ray?" And it's like, "Are you fucking kidding me? Where's Ray? Ray's at home doing good stuff, not getting in a motherfucking van and driving to Illinois." Yeah, sure. Dependent. So anyway, this was a song that Ray played on, and happy birthday, Ray.
Thank you.
have a change of pace.
Jam label, Doors website. All right, right now we're going to bring up a gal that I met a couple of years ago. She was only 13 then, and she had a group called Breaking 27. It's a pretty cool name for a group. Anyway, here she is, Anika Rose.
Okay.
14. Before I start, I just want to say that to be standing on the stage and to be playing with these musicians is like something I will take with me for the rest of my life. So thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you very much. Too kind. Could I get like a sea hare in my monitors, just of the sea hare? For those of you that don't know what a sea hare is, it's a particular rabbit that takes to the ocean and it goes up river. It's not very interesting. Anyway, start this fucking. My girl.
Thank you.
You're too kind. Thank you.
All right, we're going to have a brief intermission, and then we will be back. But don't go away, because we're going to be selling stuff. It's for the charity.
Was that a great set or what? Okay, you guys got to pay attention now. We're going to read off the winners of the auction. Okay. When you hear your name, go to the lobby and claim what you bid for, and thank you for raising so much money for this charity. Thank you. Okay, first name is Josh Gulcher. Josh? Josh Gulcher, are you here? John's doing blow in the bathroom. Okay. Zach Newman. Scream out if you can if you hear your name. All right. Well, yeah. Sounds like Zach to me. Okay. That's okay. Go back and get your what you want. Mark Kamen. Congratulations. Gmail. Somebody there's a millennial for you. Doesn't have a name, he's just got an email address. Paul Dunlop, congratulations. Paul Dunlop. Shannon Burns. Shannon Burns. Congratulations. Claudia Beltran, are you here? Oh, Claudia. All right, you're happy. Someone from the One Name Share Madonna School, Ashley. Just Ashley. Her name is actually Just Ashley. And Just Zarate. Zarate. Andrew, I'm sorry, I'm not going to butcher your last name. So, Andrew C. All right, dude. Andrew. Lisa Hancock. Congratulations, Lisa Hancock. Anwal Cervenos. You won. Anwal Cervenos. You there, Anwal Cervenos? Oh, good, an easy one. Josh White. Josh White, you won. James Landrin. Congratulations. Thank you, James Landrin. And finally, Matt Clifford. You beat out everybody. Yeah, Matt Clifford. So you just claim your prizes in the back. And thank you for supporting Stand Up to Cancer. We really appreciate it. We do. All right, now, time to get loud again, because we're going to welcome this extraordinary band back to the stage for the second set of the night. Are you ready? Are you ready? Do you want to rock and roll? Do you love the door? All right, here we go.
too.
Hey, you know what, man? You guys are the best fucking crowd that I think any of us have ever seen in our entire lives. So give yourselves a big hand. And don't be afraid to, you know, get up and dance, man. You know, I mean, you know, push everybody up to the fucking front of the stage. Well, yeah, I shouldn't say that, but no rough stuff. But, after these messages. There we go. All right, give it up. The band's here.
Thank you.
All right, cut the lights. Cut the lights.
Hey, Mr. Lightman. I'm not kidding, man. Turn those lights on.
Is everybody in?
The ceremony is about to begin. All right, on this song we got Phil Chen playing bass. That's it, Phil. And we've got John Densmore on drums. Krieger on the vocal.
Break on through to the other side. Break on through.
Okay. Robbie's going to play bottleneck. Electric bottleneck. Which nobody did before him. I mean, the old blues players did it, but... I think Mike Bloomfield, maybe.
A little bit.
And then him. And then Bonnie Raitt. You know, it's where you take a bottle of wine and you drink it, I guess.
You don't have to drink it.
But remember, our roadie Vince had to pour it out because Jim would drink all of it? And then you break the bottle and use the top to slide up and down the strings.
It was a good weapon to have if you were in a bar, too, you know, just in case.
So, wait a minute, I think I'll do this introduction down here.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so Ray and Jim and I had the band going, and we were looking for a guitar player. My friend Robbie played bottleneck, and I said, I said, come to the rehearsal, and I said, wait, why don't you play bottleneck?
No, you brought Jim to my house to hear first.
Oh, I'm corrected. And so at the first rehearsal with the whole band, Robbie played bottleneck, and Ray and Jim not only wanted him in the band, they wanted bottleneck on every song. And so this is the song that the four of us first played together. It was The Doors coalescing. And we are very lucky to have a cool, new, young talent. Great. Watch out for this guy from the group Magic, Nasri.
Nasri.
Don't you, there's no fun.
conspires in our earth.
And her sullen and aborted currents breed tiny monsters.
True sailing is dead.
Awkward incident of the first animal is jettison.
Legs furiously pumping their stiff green gowns as heads fall up. Cause
consent. In mute nostril agony,
carefully refined
and sealed over.
Kit Patepka. He's going to play on Wild Child. All right. Who's singing Wild Child? So we've got three quarters of the mule here.
All right.
So this next song. We're usually afraid to play it because every time we play it, it starts raining. We were in the studio recording the L.A. Woman album, and one day we were just fooling around with that song, Ghost Riders in the Sky. And it somehow turned into Riders on the Storm.
John Doe is back.
This is a top three song to drive 80 miles an hour. Highway 5, Highway 10.
Like a toad.
was watching, man. So.
Yeah, I want to thank Rami for channeling Ray.
And the harmonica again. We got Warren. Who's singing?
I'll sing.
Oh, John's going to sing too, right?
Yeah.
We got John Doe and Warren singing. Yes.
Yeah.
Love you, man! Thank you.